welcome to a brand new stream, a brand new episode of No More Heroes. I'm your great, your faithful, wait, your late great. I was fucking up. I'm not great. That was dumb. No, I got fucked up because I've been podcasting way too fucking much today. Way too much today. It wasn't going to be way too much, and then it ended up being accidentally way too much because I got inspired. I want you guys to go watch this fucking video. I got inspired because Anthony Fantano, who I normally like, put out a bunch of just not great takes, which is fine. We all do from time to time, but sometimes when you have not great takes, people that appreciate the work you do need to fucking make some videos and tell you your takes were not good. So go check that out. I just posted it. It is on this here YouTube channel. If you're new to the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button. Hang out. I stream most Sunday nights if I'm actually doing next Sunday night I will be... Will I be streaming? No, I think I'll be hanging out with my parents. It'll be my birthday. All right. I gotta figure out a different night to stream anyway because I don't fucking... I'm like over streaming on Sunday nights. I'm overdoing things. I'm doing too much shit. I'm trying to fucking not be a complete fucking idiot. And that involves reading a lot and watching a lot of documentaries and doing... It's overrated. This is what's annoying about the state of the world. Can it not be so fucking stupid? Can the state of the world not be so fucked and fucking full-blown tarded? Because I wouldn't have to be like this. You know what I mean? Anyone who thinks I'm fucking annoying or anything like that, or I'm being too much, or, you know, they're sick of this shit. I wouldn't be like this if things weren't completely fucking stupid. You know what I mean? I've been sitting back my whole life. Being like, you guys got it, right? You guys got it. Because it can't... It'd be crazy if you expected me to get it. I definitely don't got it. And then every year I'm just like, you guys got it? No, you don't got... Okay, I'll try to help. That's me podcasting. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be part of it. I'm trying to do the right thing, but no one wants to do the right thing. It's fucking stupid. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm not going to start this podcast off again with one of my fucking 9-hour rambling sessions because my mental state's slowly breaking down. Let's hop into some stuff. Cause I got some funny stuff to talk about. This was very interesting. Look at this right here. Let's just hop into it out of the fucking gate. This was adorable to me. This was very adorable to me. So we got wherever the fuck this is. Which one is this? Oh, this is France, right? This is the Louvre, right? Yeah, Louvre. This is the fucking Louvre. But no, so this made me laugh. We got Jerry Saltz. He posts this, "Hello, capitalism, my old friend." And like a true blue motherfucker, like your best goddamn friend, community notes roll in and they go, "Don't worry, we got this dumb bitch." so community note, and this is how dumb this guy's opinion was. Community notes hop in and they're just like, "Dude, we're going to go to Wikipedia. We're going to go to Wikipedia to let you know you're a dumb asshole." Cuz it's like, "Dude, we don't even have to go to a fucking special website or nothing. We can go boogie on over right to fucking Wikipedia. Right to fucking user edited Wikipedia and let everyone know you're a stupid asshole." So the community notes here say the Louvre is owned by the French government and does not exist to make money but to fund projects. And that's fun. When someone rolls in and is just being a cunt, just being a sassy Sally, just rolling in going, "Hello, capitalism, my old friend." Just out here tweeting like, and it's actually like, "Hey, sorry, Jerry, community notes in, you're a stupid asshole." It's just like, it's fun. It's just fun when that happens. But for real, though, like, this makes me laugh because this kind of goes into the theme I try to bring up a lot, because I think it's the main, it's a main problem with a lot of things and what's going on and all this shit. It's like a main thing that's the problem in this day and age. It's just like what the fuck was that? Sorry, I accidentally clicked on my notifications. Anyway, we're back. All right, Eddie Murphy, calm down. I forgot you guys could see this. I have super ADHD and I just clicked on my notifications. But anyway, no, so like this just makes me laugh because it goes to the core problem of a lot of the things going on in today's day and age, where you have these people who are understandably black mark in the chat. What's up, my guy? Thank you for hopping in. Yeah, we can show the comment down here for the people. Black Mark in the chat. What's up, my man? But no, it's just, the caption is just, oh, that's what I was saying. It's like the general problem with a lot of things today is we don't have a core understanding of things. And when you sort of, it's like in this guy's instances, when he's going, hello, capitalism, my old friend, and he doesn't realize that this whole fucking thing is funded by the French government. It's like, through this guy's misunderstanding, you could understand how this dude's fucking pissed. In a way. Because to be perfectly honest, I'm sitting here going, what the fuck are you mad about? What the fuck are you... Oh, there's a line at the most famous painting? What the fuck did you think was going to happen? You think you were just going to show up to the Louvre and there's just not really going to be a crowd? You know, it's just the place with the fucking Mona Lisa. You fucking idiot. It's like, what did you think? What did you think was going to fucking happen, dum-dum? It's still, we haven't hit the 10-minute part. I'm not trying to say the R word yet. But you know what I mean? It's like, so for that first step, you're fucking idiot on one fold, because it's like, where the fuck did you think you were going today? Oh, I was just going to the building with the most famous paintings. It's like, yeah. There's going to be a fucking line. God damn, like, there's a line usually when I go to Chipotle. And they don't have nearly as many famous paintings. You know what I mean? They don't have... They got some Salvador... Was it Dali? I don't know. I tried to know artist names. But you know what I mean? They got... I'm sure most Chipotle's got the Mountain Clocks or whatever. But, like, they don't have nearly as many pieces of ancient artwork. And there's still a fucking line at Chipotle. You think the place with the Mona Lisa isn't going to have a fucking line? And then second off, the irony with this is, if capitalism ran that, I'm putting my money on the fact that there would be a better system for your dumb ass to see the Mona Lisa. You know what I mean? Because imagine, this is just the French government being like, all right, we're going to put a bunch of these fucking paintings in a room. You guys figure it the fuck out. We'll have a couple guys with guns so you don't spit on the paintings. But also, if you want to protest climate change like a dickhead, you can just throw paint on it. Have fun. You know what I mean? But it's like, if there's a private business owner, they'd be looking at this like, we're not moving enough. We're not getting enough fucking people through here. You know what I'm saying? So capitalism would actually get you a fucking better view, because it would get people, you know, the business owner would figure out a way to get people moving through here and get you able to, like, look at the picture, get a close-up look, get a high-def version, all this other shit. So the irony of this whole thing is this dude's pissed because he can't get a close-up picture or a close-up look of the fucking Mona Lisa, which... To be fair, I've gone to enough concerts to know you can. You're being a baby. You're actually being a baby, Jerry. I'm the way he's holding the camera, I'm assuming he's as tall, if not taller, than everyone there. So, and that's like a child right there. That's a dumb little kid right there. You can push past him, Jerry. You're to be fair, you're kind of being a fucking baby. You can move through these people. I've been to enough concerts. And I haven't always been this size. I've been to enough concerts and I've pushed through enough people who are actively dancing and shit like that, not just casually standing at a fucking art museum. So, to be fair, Jerry, you can push through these people. Stop being a baby. And second off, I don't know if you're trying to get a picture of it. If you're trying to get a picture of it, you're a dickhead. Soak in the moment. It's the fucking Mona Lisa. If you forget what it looks like, just go Google it. Stop being a fucking dickhead. So yeah, it's just it's I don't know, man. This dude needs to get his shit right because he's like fucking. He's at the Mona Lisa and he's bitching about a line that he could easily push through. But oh man, let's look through some more shit. I'll be honest, I like I was saying before. What were you saying here, Mark? Aren't Missy art museums free? Yeah. I think it said this. I think the community notes down below said that this one was free. I think they said that one was free. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one that we should talk about. Let me pull up a different. So I wanted to talk about. Let me pull up a better tweet than this. Yeah. This is. Let me just find the right tweet. I did not prepare extensively before going into this, but I did have a few things that I have a bunch of things saved. I'm just going through. Let's talk about this one because this one was very interesting. So here's our boy. Where's the fucking thing? Here's our boy. Jesus Christ, I'm spacing on his name. Oh, Russell Brand. Jesus, I knew his name. I don't know why I was spacing on that. But here's our boy, Russell Brand. I wanted to talk about this because, so, I know a lot of people are, like, mixed about Russell Brand because he goes on to shit and he's just like, hello, my beautiful, wonderful, magical nymph, elf, and blah, blah, blah. And he's all fantastical about his fucking shit that he's talking about, and he goes on here and he talks like he's giving you a tour of the Wonka factory. Like, I know a lot of people get bent out of shape about that, you know, or they get too hung up on how someone looks or if they're kind of weird or some shit like that. And I'm all sitting here like, nah, dude, everything's going stupid. Everything's burning to the ground. Everything's dissolving in front of our hands, dude. We're pulling up the picture and our fucking mom's disappearing like it's Back to the Future. Or was it dad? But anyway, like, we need to do the right thing and go into the past and fuck our mom, but no one wants to do it. So the our dad or me or who, no, yeah, that's right, that's what it was in Back to the Future. It was Marty in the picture. We're dissolving in the fucking picture. We need to grow up, sack up, and go back into the past and fuck our mom. And no one wants to do it. So it's like, dude, if you're saying all the right shit, I don't care if you talk like you're explaining The Prestige to me. I don't fucking care. You know what I mean? It's like, get over this thing where the truth has to be delivered to you in a cool package. It doesn't. You can have whimsical ass Russell Brand letting you know what the fuck is up, just as long as he's saying the right thing. So I saw this tweet, and this may go in the history books as one of the top tier mislabeled fucking tweets. This is crazy. Whoever Matt Dimitri is, you're fucking up, dude. Whatever that is, a snake in a book. All right, that's this guy's. What's his fucking bio say? Chlorine gas is heavier than air and sinks. Left is best. And PayPal in the. We all want to do that. We all want to put our PayPal in our bio. You just don't do it, Matt. What the fuck? Anyway, this is why I think everyone's a fucking fed. I don't actually think everyone's a fucking fed, but it's like, you see shit like this, or back when I was talking about Sound of Freedom, you see shit over there where people are going like, this movie's bullshit, it's QAnon nonsense, don't fucking watch it. You're like, are you paid by Jeffrey Epstein's ghost? Like, what are you doing? And it's like people like this, I go like, do you work for BlackRock? Because this tweet is crazy. Like, if you present the whole BlackRock thing to anyone with like a level head, it's nothing but like it's reasonable. It's intriguing to reasonable for any normal, reasonable human being. And then when you're presented, but then people have these captions like this. They'll be like, Russell Brand falsely believes that BlackRock conspired with elites to start Maui wildfire for profit and land grabs. They started this fire. They started it with a laser from space. Not only feels true in terms of its results, it is kind of true. There is a conspiracy. And okay, so full disclosure, I get if you don't know. Now, I'm going in this with the context of the video. I'm realizing that as I'm reading it. I'm going into this with the context of the video, but if you go into this without the context, I could hear that and go, what's fucked up about it? Well, let's watch the fucking video. You can already see down there there's community notes, and the community notes don't miss for the most part. I've literally seen one time the community notes were completely trash, but for the most part, the community notes don't miss. So we got Russell Brand. Here's what he has to say.
One of the conspiracy theories is, of course, that these fires were started deliberately to benefit rich elites, like BlackRock. Now, look at the Ukraine war. Ukraine have already done a deal with BlackRock to rebuild their nation using BlackRock investment. If you apply that mentality to this situation, if BlackRock end up benefiting from the fires in Hawaii, then the conspiracy theory is almost a redundant detail. Did they start it? Didn't they start it? Is it inevitable that the suffering of ordinary people leads to the benefit of rich elites and massive organizations like BlackRock and billionaires across the globe? And why is Bill Gates buying all this agricultural land when he's not a farmer and he's not using it in the way that these breaks were set up to be used? Doesn't it all feel like a kind of macro conspiracy that's so diffuse, institutional, oddly abstracted, and bureaucratically opaque that sometimes you just want to simplify it into, they started this fire. They started it with a laser from space. And whether it's true or not, it not only feels true, in terms of its results, it is kind of true. There is a conspiracy to keep you poor and to benefit rich elites. But it's just, it's everywhere. It's almost like water to a fish. It's not a conspiracy. It's just the environment you live in. You live in corruption. Every time there's a disaster or fire, you bet it's going to benefit elites. You bet the poorest people are going to suffer more. Every time there's a pandemic, you bet they're going to control you more and rich interests are going to benefit from it. We might not find a smoking gun or a beaming laser, but you can be sure that BlackRock and the world's most powerful individuals will benefit down the line from this disaster. The trouble is, by then, me and you, unless we're very, very careful, will be focusing on the conspiracy theory or the tragedy of 2024 or 2025. So for now, let's focus on those that are truly suffering. The people of Hawaii who have lost their lives and who have lost their homes. But let's not get so caught up in grief that we forget how these disasters are exploited by the powerful that benefit from a system that seems to be advantaged every time there's a disaster for ordinary people. But that's just what I think.
There we go, Russell Brand with, and for all intents and purposes, bars. What are you saying, Mark? Community notes have been bodying everyone. Yeah, well, community notes, without a doubt, because it's like, it's democratized in a good way where, you know, you have a bunch of people. I don't know if it's democratized, but I don't know if that's the right term, but either way, it's basically, you have this, it's actually kind of akin to how, with my basic understanding of it, how the blockchain works, why you can't get screwy on the blockchain, because you do something, and then everyone else on the blockchain has to verify it. And that's kind of what's happening with community notes, is you put something out there, and then everyone else on Twitter is looking at that, and they're like, okay. And then eventually enough people come along and they're like, and then it gets adjusted and fixed. But so so basically what Russell Brand, from my best interpretation of what he was trying to say, he kind of talks fast, but I do as well too. This is why I like Russell Brand. We both podcast in the way like we just took a big fat rail and we're ready to tell you about what's really going on. That's why I appreciate the way Russell Brand podcasts. And the way he talks doesn't bother me, because I feel closely akin to this man. But anyway, so what he's basically saying is, or kind of extrapolating off of it, let's relate it to like how what happened with 9/11. So a lot of people get bogged down with 9/11, being like, did a missile hit the Pentagon? Was it a controlled demolition? All this other stuff. And then you go, okay, let's say it was that. Why were they doing that? So they could start a war in the Middle East and do all this stuff. And it's like, okay, well, let's say they didn't. Let's say it wasn't a missile, which I think the missile one doesn't have a lot to go behind it. But either way, like, given all those people credit, or what am I trying to say? Like, let's just say, let's take out, it wasn't a missile, it wasn't a controlled demolition, it was the official story to a T. If it, like, let's say it was the official story to a T. They still did all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it ended up happening, whether it was a massive conspiracy or it wasn't a massive conspiracy, the same thing happened. You guys get what I'm saying? And that's kind of the point that he's trying to make, in a way, where it actually gets to a point, in a weird way, it's kind of irrelevant if it was a fucking laser or not in Maui. It's because you see what ended up happening. And I'm not super well versed in the Maui stuff, but like with Maui, it looked, you know, I've been hearing a lot of shit where it's like, what the people on that specific land, they haven't been wanting to sell it. And now that this will be a good way of them trying, like BlackRock and all these people want that land for some reason. I'm not super well versed in Maui, but we can do this for all these other fucking conspiracies. You know what I mean? We can do these for a lot of these other ones. Like even with the fucking moon landing, like, oh, people say the moon landing is fake. Well, the goal was to get up to the fucking moon so we can look more superior to Russia, I think. I'm not deep into Cold War history, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. We were just trying to fucking big dick Russia and show them that we were better. So we had to beat them to the fucking moon. And it's like, okay, let's say the moon landing's completely fake. And let's say the moon landing's completely real. Either version of that, we got to the end result. And that's kind of the broader point that he's trying to make, is whether it's, what's the other conspiracy? Whether it's fucking population control. It's like, well, they're teaching all the kids that they want to voluntarily, they're teaching all the kids to fucking sterilize themselves. Their fucking suicide rates are up. Crime is up. All this bad stuff is up. You know what I mean? They keep telling us that there's these like food shortages, all this shit, like, you know, there's constant blackouts and stuff like that. So it's like, I'm trying to think, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they're not, maybe that wasn't the best example. Maybe I didn't give the best fucking rundown of that, but I think you guys kind of get where I'm getting at, is with a lot of these conspiracies. It's like, you know, even if everything that happens is by the letter of the law, or not by the letter of the law, but just how the government says it, like, let's just say everything that happens happened by the government's narrative. You know, it all happened how the government said it happened. We're still in a shitty economy. Things are, you know, the economy's worse than it's ever been. Everything's fucking expensive. Inflation is off the charts. We're definitely teetering on something bad possibly happen. Like we're basically in a recession that we don't want to acknowledge, and all this other stuff. And it's all so crazy and so complex. And I think Russell Brand makes an interesting point when everything's this fucking crazy, because it's hard to keep track of that. That's what's hard for me when it comes to a lot of this, political stuff and shit like that, is for me, like, I'm trying to think, so I try to read a lot of books and stuff like that, and the books that I have the best ability to follow are the ones that have, like, a sort of narrative to them. So best example, I try to read a lot of these economics books, and they're kind of all over the place, and they're more talking about the theory and the info and all this other stuff, and it's hard to, like, you know, it's easy to zone out. But a better example, I'm listening to an example of something that's better to follow is, I was listening to this book, was it Tales of an Economic, no, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And that, the way that the guy explains everything, he goes through a narrative. So he's like, this is what happened to me as a kid. This is how I got into being an economic hitman. This is the first job that we did. This is the next thing. And through that storytelling, it's easier to get a grasp of what's going on, rather than here's just a bunch of facts. When they create things, when people create stuff into a narrative, it's easier for a lot of people to follow. So that's why people are more inclined. That's why people were grabbing on to fucking QAnon so much. Cause you like, bro, and this is why I was talking about this in my other video I was telling you about, the bonus episode I posted this weekend where I'm talking about Anthony Fantano not kind of understanding what's going on with the fucking Oliver Anthony Richmond North of Richmond song. You know, he had a part in that where the dude brings up Epstein Island, and Anthony Fantano kind of rolls his eyes and goes, oh boy, and then just kind of like moves on from that. He makes like a shitty point being like, you know, when people don't have a strong argument, like you see it all the time when people make valid arguments of like, hey, drag queen story time's kind of fucking weird. When people make valid arguments for that, people always go, well, I don't hear you saying anything about child beauty pageants, which is kind of a straw man, because if you talk to any reasonable person, they will acknowledge child beauty pageants are fucking weird. So it's like, what do you mean you're not acknowledging it? So that's kind of a thing. That's kind of a thing that's kind of a go-to people do when they don't want to answer a hard question. But back to the original thing, when they're talking about like, the Jeffrey Epstein thing and all that, you see sometimes people scoff, but that's kind of just because they've been like programmed. Not programmed, but I'm not trying to sound extra fucking, I'm not trying to sound crazier than I am, but no, people have sort of, that's sort of the vibe that you're supposed to scoff when people bring up the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. But when you look at that kind of stuff, you're like, no, dude, it's like child sex trafficking. Like, this shouldn't be the weirdo fucking topic. And but back to my original point, that this shouldn't be, I'm rehashing other videos, but the main point I'm trying to bring this up is like with the QAnon stuff, is the reason it was easier for those people to glob on to, you know, Q sending out messages and Trump's gonna do this and that, because it, like, when you get this info that there's this, like, there's so much child sex trafficking and all this stuff, and then you're just like, oh, so, you know, the government's got to be, like, working on that. And you're like, no, actually, they do, like, you know, they'll give dudes like Jeffrey Epstein sweetheart deals and they'll do all this other weird shit. And, oh, by the way, there's proof that a good amount of people in the government are, let's not say a good amount of people, but like if you read the Franklin scandal, they're like, oh no, they have proof that there are certain members of the government who have been involved in this stuff. And you're like, oh wait. So like, you know, that's why QAnon fucked with so many people's heads, is because like you have these people who are like, yeah, the government's here to fucking be the ref in the ring. And it's like, actually the ref's fucking your kids. People are like, wait, what? And you don't know what to fucking do with that. So if someone's like, don't worry, Q is sending drops, letting you know that Trump's going to fight this thing. You need that. You need that. So you don't go fucking nuts, because the reality of the situation for some people is crazier than like the reality of, once again, the topic of like child sex trafficking. The reality of that is 10 times crazier than like the QAnon shit, to be perfectly honest. That's why, you know what I mean? I can see the same thing with Maui, where it's like, one, it's like super complex and it's super fucking crazy. And you know, you just see all this stuff. Like, that island went up real big. You never seen shit go up like that. Like, I was talking to my one buddy, and he was just like, well, what they make all the houses out of? And you're like, dude, it just doesn't sound right. It's like, oh, all the houses in Maui, all the houses in that village were just made of fucking what? Newspaper? Like, come on, dude. And you know, and then on top, you know, and this has to be brutal for a normal person, where it's like, oh, okay, so we got billions upon billions upon billions of dollars for Ukraine, but Maui is on fucking fire and is one of our states. You know, Biden's just fucking, I'm going to go eat a little bit more ice cream and stuff. You know, it's like, you just don't see, and they're just begging you like, hey, you guys got to send money. And you're like, dude, are you not reading the news? I don't have any fucking money. What money do you want me to fucking spend? I don't have any. So I think the reality of the situation is just a lot of these things are weird, they're complex, they're hard to understand, and they're hard to, people need, I get it, I said it before, people need to put this stuff into a narrative format sometimes, and sometimes this might sound crazy to some people, but I don't know, some people were fucking crazy enough to think masks work. I don't, like, you know, who to say, who's to say a fucking BlackRock laser is crazier than someone still wearing a mask in a car? You know what I mean? Like, that's a literal mentally ill person. If you're still wearing a mask in a car, I don't know. That's kind of as crazy as thinking there's a fucking BlackRock laser shooting up Oprah's fucking pedophile den or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's crazy out there, but you got to give people a fucking break, man, because it's constant. That's the other problem. That's the other problem with this shit too, is it's just like fucking constant. You know what? Wherever you know, because we're on fucking information overload, and you're like, and if you want to take a fucking break from it, you're gonna miss 17 things. I guess this is more my perspective as a guy who's trying to stay up on it and be a content creator and try to sort of analyze this shit in a thoughtful way and stuff like that. But even if you're just a normal fucking person, it's information overload, and if you're not paying attention to the news, you open up fucking TikTok or Instagram, and you got 17 fat titted ladies. I'll be nice. You have 17 like fat titted ladies being like, can you please get horny for me and give me $5? You know what I mean? So everything's kind of fucking crazy right now. And it's okay to be spazzing. I'll throw that out there. It's okay if you're spazzing. Just like, don't let your spaz ruin someone else's day. That's just my general rule of thumb. But you know, Everything's crazy, and people are desperate to make sense of it. So if someone goes on the fucking in the direction of, you know, fucking Maui laser and shit like that, it's like, you know, I think that's a little bit bonkers. But at the same time, there is a part of me where it's like, I don't know, like I have sympathy for you. You know what I mean? And honestly, too, at this point, I always bring it up. Fucking Operation Northwood. Is that the one it was? Operation Northwood, where they were like, yo, JFK, hey, JFK, we have an idea. Would you like to kill U.S. civilians and then blame it on the Cubans? And the JFK was like, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. And then the deep state was like, we're gonna have to blow this guy's head up. That's crazy. He didn't wanna fucking kill the U.S. citizens and blame it on the Cubans. We don't have to blow his head up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then on top of that, you mix that in with MK. It's like, dude, if you know Operation Northwood and you know MK Ultra, where the U.S. government discovered LSD and they were like, I know what we should do. We should learn mind control. We should figure out how to use this to control people's minds. If you know Operation Northwood and you know MK Ultra, dude. And then on top of that, you look at the Manhattan Project and they're like, dude, we'll just make a big ass bomb and kill 100,000 Japanese because we're pissed. You know what I mean? When you look at those three things together, I wouldn't put Maui laser past them. Now, did they do that? No. Do they want to do that? I could see it. Dude, Bill Gates wanted to block out the sun like Mr. Burns. Bill Gates wanted to block out the sun like Mr. Burns. You know, he was thinking, he's like, I know it'll help climate change if I put dust into the sky. And you're like, hey, Bill, it's fucking the motherfucker wants us to eat bugs. They want to outlaw, dude, they want to put, they're putting in, and I know I'm being fucking Alex Malafrina, Andy Jones over here. I know I'm going to, my demeanor's going to come off like that, but it's like, dude, they're trying to put, this is all real. This is all real. They're trying to put fucking mRNA vaccines in mosquitoes. You know, it's like, dude, I don't know. Maui laser could be fucking real. They're putting vaccines in mosquitoes. You don't think that they want to, you don't think that they sit there and they watch Super Friends and they see all the shit Lex Luthor does and they just cross their arms jealous as fuck? You don't think they fucking, of course they fucking do that. Of course. They watch fucking, what was Galactus in? X-Men? They watch that and get their fucking dick hard. Hard to think that they could be like fucking Storm and control the weather or some shit like that. Make a goddamn mutant army. Get fucked. Maui laser's the least crazy thing I could see the fucking government doing, dude. For real, for real. Oh, man. Let me find this tweet about, oh, this was really funny, by the way. Let me make it bigger. I'll just let you guys read it yourself while I sip this beer. But yeah, so is yeah. I guess Snopes had this stupid article. I don't even know if this article is real. I just the author right there. Way better vaccines to put in mosquitoes. is a PHAGETTTE. Very fun stuff. But yeah. I wanted to talk about Twitter. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, this is funny, too. Community Notes got this one, too. Mm-mm-mm. Great throwback to Super Friends. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, dude. So I saw this. Let us talk about this real quick. So this was interesting. Elon Musk and 3 for 3 Community Notes. This was a funny addition to this whole thing. So Elon's post and blocking is going to be deleted as a feature. Except for DMs, and I guess the Community Notes got him, and they said if the ability to block users was to be removed, X would be in violation of the policies of the App Store as well as the Google Play Store. Potentially, this could lead to X being removed from these platforms. There's no such policies for the web app, however. Yeah, so the big uproar is that Elon's gonna get rid of, he wants to get rid of the block button, but it is comical that apparently according you, thank you for still calling it Twitter. Yeah, I can't call it X. Even when I type it into the browser, I type twitter.com. It's fucking Twitter. You know, I'm gonna call it Twitter until I'm just surrounded by people who look at me weird still for calling it Twitter. Then I will consider calling it X. Because I gotta be honest, when X first came out, there was a part of me that was kind of like rolling my eyes. Oh, what's up, Forest Mommy? How you doing? Thank you for hopping in my stream, Forest Mommy. It's Twitter forever. Yeah, when he said it was switching to X, I was actually getting infuriated with people who were making it a big... Because you'd see all these people who were going on, and they would be like... They were going on, and they would just be like, oh, it's so stupid you're getting away from Twitter, and it's such a good branding. It's such an iconic logo, and you're like, all right, shut up. We go on here for fucking memes, and because if you're like me, because you're fucking, everything around you fucking boring, and you just want to scroll on here because you still got a stupid-ass day job or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't sit here and go like, oh, it's just such an iconic app and yada yada. It's like, no. No, the world is boring sometimes, so we go hide in our phones, and it's also fun sometimes because there's great memes and we can argue with people and we can do all that shit. Don't tell me like they could call the fucking app poopoopeepeebutthole.org. I'll still fucking it's the features, you know. But then as they implemented X and all this other shit, I started bopping around and I'm like, first off, just calling it X sucks. Like, I didn't think about it until I actually, like, people were calling it X. Like, I would hear people on podcasts and stuff going, like, X, formerly known as Twitter. And you're like, ugh. It just sounds, it's like, who was the fucking marketing team? Mountain Dew when I was in fucking middle school? Like, who was the marketing team on this? Just calling it X. X. It's like, ugh. So, and you know, it's been Twitter. Twitter was fun. Twitter, we're all used to Twitter. No one wanted the name change. And also it's just an X. It's too short. I don't know why, but like typing in x.com is not satisfying. It's not enough. I don't got to convince you guys. It's just fucking dumb. All the X stuff, it's very cringe. It's very akin to, like, I was noticing it when you'd see Elon tweeting about, like, Elon tweeting about the fight and stuff. You could really tell with that autistic, silly goose, like, he did not realize how fucking cringe this was. How fucking cringe it was where, like, you know, being like, ugh, fucking billionaire versus tech billionaire versus tech billionaire is gonna get in the ring and fucking fight each other. And you're like, this is fucking crazy that you're even talking about this. You know what I mean? Like, this should have been a joke and then never gotten past that. But he had, like, Dude, go into Elon's tweets. It's fucking insane. If he doesn't have... Now, the replies of these tweets are a lot of people throwing out some shit, being like, dude, what the fuck? But when it's just him throwing up a meme or something like that, it's just a bunch of Elon fanboys just being the most fucking cringe I've ever seen. It's unbearable to look at. Like, it's unfucking bearable to watch, like, how cringe these fucking people are. Because they're just like... She's like, oh, yeah, dude, you know, you're so fucking cool. You're so fucking cool and great. And here's the thing. I'm not anti-Elon. I have liked Twitter so far. I have liked the Elon iteration of Twitter so far. I think it is better. I'm not, like, sucking his dick or nothing. I'm not bowing at the altar of Elon. I'm not trying to be, like, a fucking fanboy or anything like that. But I'm not anti-Elon. I think the dude, like, I don't get... Now, there's a few things here and there, like the chick that he hired who has the association with the WEF, the World Economic Forum. That lady, the way she talks is so condescending. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to cuck up to Elon, but I'm not trying to be one of those guys who cucks up to Elon, but at the same time, you know, if you're just some chick who gets hired to be a glorified fucking HR rep or whatever the fuck she's doing for Twitter, and you're talking this condescending to a billionaire, like, you know how to run this shit better than he does, you know, in my book, you look like a dickhead. And so it's like that pompous progressive liberal shit you see. She had the same shit. It's like, oh, you know, it's like that shit you see Bernie Sanders. It's like, oh, I've never had a real job. I've only been like a, what was he? He was like a shitty carpenter, and he wrote these weird erotic novels and shit like that. And he just did some bullshit writing. Like, he never held a steady job until he got into office when he was like fucking 40. And now he's going to town halls telling business owners what they're fucking supposed to do or anything like that. You know what I mean? This chick is reminding me of shit like that. Someone who doesn't even have anything close to a qualification telling some. It's like the shit that happened on the Breakfast Club with Vivek. And once again, I'm not trying to be like a Vivek fanboy. Although I do fuck with the dude. Like, a lot of people think Vivek's like on a book tour, which I think there is. I think there's a good chance he is. And I heard a good argument where, and for a while I was like, yeah, he probably is, but I don't give a shit. But then at the same time, someone made the point. I was hanging out with BK Chris. He made the point that he's like, it's kind of fucked up if that's what he's doing, because then he's just kind of taking people's money when he has no real intention of running for office, which I think Vivek went into it going, fuck it. I know I'm not going to win. Let's just do this. It's going to bolster my image. It's going to get me bigger. It's going to get me all this shit. But I think Trump was doing the same thing when he started running for office. I don't think Trump thought he was going to win. I thought Trump was like kind of like, fuck it, we're going into this. And I think Vivek's going about... I think here's my silver lining with Vivek is I think he's on a book tour, but also at the same fucking time, every interview he does, you know, for a Republican, now, you know, I'm not grading him on a libertarian scale, but for a Republican, Vivek's bodying interviews. He's doing a fucking great job, and he's bodying interviews. And I also think if he were to get into office, now, because I think I would rather RFK Jr. over Vivek, because I think RFK Jr. is running in a more genuine way, but at the same time, because here's my thing with Vivek is I'm worried if he's not in it to win it, if he's not actually in it and he gets into office, he's just gonna fucking crumble to the deep state. You know what I mean? We're gonna have another, he might change his tune, but at the same time, you know, he said some pretty declarative things. Now, it would be pretty bad for his image going, like, if he turned on a lot of those things, because he said some big things, like, I'm gonna let fucking Ross Ulbricht out on day one, I'm gonna pardon Ross Ulbricht, Julian Assange, fucking Trump, all this stuff, and if he, like, doesn't do that, I don't know, I could see long-term that really fucking up his image, you know what I'm saying, like, this could really turn bad for him hard, so there's a lot of incentive that if he actually gets into office, that if he doesn't want to completely ruin his career post-politics, which
He won't, but he might not be able to do it the way he wants to do it. I think there's a lot of incentive for the dude to hold on to his promises. But, you know, we saw what happened when Trump got into office. So, and I'm not saying Vivek is as wild as Trump, but at the same time, it's one of those things where you're like, don't hold your breath. But anyway, the reason I brought up Vivek is, why did I bring up Vivek? Oh, I was going to talk about him on the, Breakfast Club and sorry, I got a little sidetracked. What were you saying here for us, mommy? They know what speech is good for us or not. They are our betters. Oh yeah. That was what the lady, oh, that's what I was saying is Vivek. You don't have the lady from Twitter was, thank you. That reminded me of what I was getting at. The lady from Twitter was talking all condescending to fucking Elon. And it's just like, lady, who the fuck are you? He's a billionaire that's ran a million businesses. Who the fuck are you? And it's the same thing when Vivek was on the Breakfast Club and there's some, I don't know who this lady is. I think she's a regular on the Breakfast Club, but she, like, this lady's talking condescendingly to Vivek about what leadership positions have you been in? It's like, lady, this dude's ran multiple billion-dollar companies. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You say, oh, he was never student council president. He only ran billion-dollar pharmaceutical companies, so he doesn't know anything about leadership. You know, so, but bringing it back to the Elon thing, it's like, I'm optimistic, but still a little reserved on Elon, because he does have things. Now, I think that lady there might be there just as like a not just like as an offering to the establishment, and I'm thinking, and this is probably me being positive on the situation, because I want Elon to succeed with his stuff, because it seems like he wants to make the world less shitty. It seems like he genuinely wants to make the world less shitty. He might be wrong sometimes in how he could make the world less shitty, but it does seem like he wants to make the world less shitty. But so he could keep this lady around and she could be like, oh, I'm telling him to do the right stuff. And then he could be like, yo, fuck off. And but that could still sort of give the WEF and these people like that who are trying to fuck with him, give them a little bit of make them sort of calm down, because it could give them false hope or something. I don't fucking know. I'm just kind of dancing around. But back to this this block feature. So he's getting rid of the block feature, which is very weird. I don't fully get why he would be getting rid of the block feature. I don't fully understand it. I don't know what the problem was. And honestly, too, like, you know, you'd think he'd be more appreciative of stuff, or you'd think he'd understand the value of the block feature, being a guy who in the past year or two has shifted into persona non grata among like sort of establishment and quote unquote mainstream opinions, or I should say more establishment opinions. Cause you know, it truthfully, mainstream opinions are more closely related to shit Elon saying or what's fucking being said on Rogan and stuff like that. But we are unfortunately in a day and age where establishment opinions still have a pretty big effect over things that get done and stuff like that. So, establishment opinion has been pretty anti-Elon, and you would think because of that, he could respect the ability to block access to people with bad intentions. You know, I was seeing, I didn't think about this, and I think this was just I hate to use this word, but like my privilege of being a fucking dude. I didn't think about this because I don't have to worry about creeps, but I saw, shoe on head, but no, Josie the redheaded, here we go. Josie the redhead libertarian had a really good comment. She goes, I utilize the block feature let's make this bigger for you guys. She goes, I utilize the block feature as a boundary to keep myself and my family safe from would-be stalkers and predators who politically target me and want to harm or frighten me. Maybe make it a Twitter blue feature. I would pay extra for that because the predators won't mute back. That's the... I am baffled about why he thinks this is a good idea. I have two theories. Advertisers want their ads seen by all. Mass block campaigns that targeted large accounts to skew the algorithm hurt advertisers. Either way, I'm leaning towards the advertisers. Yeah. I hate this verbiage, but as a dude, I never thought about that. But it's not just me being a dude. It's me being a guy who only has... Wait, let's see if I've gotten... Let's see if I've gotten that extra follow yet, because I think I'm one shy. Okay, I still need one more. So I'm one shy of 2,100. And I think another big part for me is, like, I don't have a big platform. I'm not worried at the moment of people, like, searching me out. So, you know, not just being a woman and being a bigger target to creeps, but also just in general, like, fucking, you saw the shit with Tim Pool, where before he moved locations, when he was still in, I believe he used to be in Maryland, he was constantly dealing with people swatting his house, and then he eventually had people break into his house and stuff like that. And, you know, if God forbid you're on the wrong side of political weirdos, you know, the block feature, from what I could tell, is a big benefit to this, because, you know, muting will just make it so you don't have to hear them, but blocking will just keep them, you know. Now, granted, they can start a new account and stuff, but there are a lot of people where it's like that one block will, you know, keep them at bay to a degree. And Forest Mommy has a big account, so I'm sure she, and I think you were tweeting about utilizing the block thing. What were you saying here? People think we just block over small disagreements. It's like, no, there are crazy people. I also block for no reason whatsoever. Yeah, well, that too, though. Because it's like, people, with the fucking block button, people set up this, set up this weird rule that there's, like, honor in not blocking people. And it's like, nah, fuck off. You know what I mean? It's like, this app is free. You know, I mean, you can pay for it, but generally speaking, like, this app is free. I don't have to get abused more than I want to. I'm not lacking honor because I'm allowing random weirdos to harass me. You know, I always joke, the echo chamber is underappreciated. You know, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I'm being tongue-in-cheek about that. You know, always be open to the fact that you could be wrong about everything. You know, just at least for, like, 5 seconds a day, just consider you're wrong about everything. And then double-check and then go, okay, no, I'm right about everything. You know, go back to business as usual. But... you know, so obviously you don't literally want to be in an echo chamber, but also at the same time, you don't need to consider everyone's opinion. You know, it's like when we're discussing, you know, hey, should we clean up the shit on the side of the street, and should we let people keep shitting on the side of the street? You're not going to go to the homeless heroin addict and be like, what do you think? It's like, no, I think that's pretty clear. We can block out anyone's opinion who is anything, but yeah, let's lessen the shit on the side of the street. You know what I mean? So you don't always have to consider every opinion if they're extra fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Echo chambers are underrated. Sometimes they're nice when you need a break. It's a virtual signal to people. It's so weird. Okay, cool. You don't block. Good for you. For real. People said I had an echo chamber, but I follow almost 6,000 people. Yeah, no, it's like, I don't know. Obviously, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. You need to always be open to different opinions, yada, 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 all the fucking bullshit you're supposed to say. But no, for real, though, you should be open to... Oh, shit. There we go. Back in Zoom. It's like, you know, it's good to be open to other opinions and stuff like that, but sometimes it's like, I don't fucking know. You don't need to... You don't need to ask every it's like when you're at fucking work. You know what I mean? That's why I like the communism socialist shit where it's like everyone has a say in the process. And it's like, dude, think about your job. Think about every goddamn employee having an equal say in what gets done. Now think about those fucking dumb motherfuckers that make your life a living hell when you go to work. That guy is gonna have an equal say as your boss and you and everyone else. It's like, no, that sucks. That structure sucks. Sometimes you don't need to consider every fucking opinion. You know, just... And this is coming from a guy who, like, I'll listen to people that have polar opposite political beliefs. Like, I don't do it as much anymore because I've realized he's actually kind of dumb. There's a lot of people online that trick you into thinking they're smart, but they just have a lot of info in their head. When it comes to processing it, they're not very good at it. So the person I'm speaking of is that dude, Destiny, is I've realized that, what the fuck? Because he's been going extra wild. He's been going extra wild talking about, like, the Trump indictments, and he's just being like, what could you possibly arrest Obama for? And you're like, dude, what? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He watched over an illegal war in Afghanistan all 8 years. He killed an American citizen without a trial. It's like, there's some stuff. There's a few things. Didn't he lie about the NSA shit? There's a couple things. You know what I mean? It's like... And I've been seeing him say a bunch, and I was like, oh, this guy just has a lot of info in his head. This guy has a lot of info in his head, but his process, this is what pisses me off, is I'm the exact fucking opposite. I have no info in my head, but I feel like my processing skills are superior to some. But also I'm being self-deprecating. I got some info up there, but yeah, it's, you know, that's what I was saying, is like, I keep, like, I'm a libertarian. I'm a libertarian who's probably, if I were to choose, I'd lean more Republican than liberal. But also at the same time, like, I don't know. I'm sitting here with an Ice Cube shirt on, crushing Miller Lights. Well, I guess conservatives crush Miller Lights. I don't know. I would probably go 60-40 maybe Republican. I guess where I'm coming from is if they were like, Andy, would you blindly want to live in a Republican or a Democratic district? And I would go, oh, Republican, every single time. But I would, if you were like, which party would you want to go to? I'd be like, oh, Democrats. I'd rather roll the dice on a Democratic party than on a Republican party. It might be on a lake with guns and stuff like that. It's a hard pick, but you guys get the thing I was trying to say, and then I got sidetracked on. But I still see high value in a lot of left-leaning Democratic opinions and stuff like that. So I want that to be very clear. I'm being tongue-in-cheek about the echo chamber. But if you've sussed a person out, and if you've sussed a person out and you realize their opinion and their input and everything like that has zero value to you, it's okay to block them out of your life, or literally on Twitter, fucking block them. And sometimes you need that, because sometimes these fucking people weigh you down and hold you back. And that's just what's gonna, you know what I mean? That's what's gonna happen on Twitter if they don't have the block feature. Very weird for him to take away. It's probably something with advertisers. As Josie the Redhead Libertarian was saying down there, which I will say, seems like it's been a problem, but I think Elon can kind of get, I think if he can sort of weather the storm and get through the growing pains, he could sort of figure out a model that doesn't make the app suck, but still has advertisers and stuff like that, and he doesn't have to bitch up to the BlackRocks and stuff like that. I think if he kind of weathers the storm on that, he could figure it out. But yeah, regardless, the taking away the block feature taking away the block feature is definitely a bad move. And then also this here, this is also another bad move in comparison with the block feature. Wait, what were you saying down here, Slav? Missed earlier today. How many times have you been tagged in the Richmond, North of Richmond video since day one drop based on both his looks and ideas? Not tagged, but yeah, definitely, it's definitely been brought to my attention a fair amount. I will say this. I am happy that he's getting popular. So hopefully people stop comparing me to William Montgomery. That was, you know, I hate to admit that because that's almost encouraging people to do it more, but that was getting exhausting. The fucking constant William Montgomery. But that would always just be when I would go on with LaMare on a thing. If I'd go on something with LaMare, it would always be the William Montgomery, David Lucas reference. But yeah. Old Oliver Anthony looking at, for real, dude. So right here, here's the other thing that Twitter was doing that does not seem good. Damn, wait a minute. Yeah, dude, fucking community notes have been on a ball today. But yeah, so we see here, X will begin to have users verify their identity by having them submit a selfie alongside a government-issued ID. The process requires users to consent to X storing their information for 30 days and sharing it with AU10TIX, an identity verification company based in Israel. And I've been intrigued by the whole Israel thing. For a while, I was like, why is everyone talking about Israel? And then I've learned more about Israel, and I was like, why is our government obsessed with Israel? So I'm on the base layer of that bit of knowledge right now, but it is always funny. It's like the more you pay attention, the more you're like, a lot of things keep going back to Israel. I don't know why. And I literally don't know why. I'm not doing a nudge and a wink. Like, you know, I know why. I'm really not sure, but I've just been noticing more. And I know it's not great to notice things. I know they don't like when you notice things, but yeah, there's been this weird, I've been noticing our government's weird boner with Israel. So, and I know, I feel like Slav, I feel like you got some documentaries. You give me that energy that you got some documentaries for me. But, yeah, oh, and then community notes on Fleek. What does it say? ID verification is going to be an optional layer of verification for ex-blue users. This is not going to affect non-blue users in any way. Yeah, that's also kind of what they say before it becomes, like, a definite thing. You know what I mean? It's like I did, actually bringing it back to fucking... Bringing it back to fucking Destiny. It's like when I did the story a while back. I did the story a while back about the Amazon Home shutting down when they thought that the... What the fuck was it? They thought that the owner... Oh, no, that's right. The Amazon delivery driver went to his house and he thought that the guy was home being like saying racist shit to him. So without really checking, Amazon just like shut the guy's house down. And the guy was like, I'm not even home. I'm not even home. And shit like that. And, you know, and that, and I remember I was talking about Destiny earlier. Destiny had the fucking, not a very thought out take on that one where he was like, it didn't do that. It's like, it's not doing as much. Like basically, I forget exactly what he said, but everyone was going about it a 10, and he was like, it's not a 10, it's actually like a 3. And you're like, yeah, but then 3s become 10s, dude. What are you talking about? 3s with any of this stuff, you know what I mean? These big corporations don't, it's not, you know, it's not in their business plan to get smaller. And, you know, it's not, and Amazon's doing that stuff because they want a good ESG rating and shit like that. They're shutting down people's homes or people's devices in their homes because of racism, because they want a good ESG rating so they can get all that sweet, sweet BlackRock money and shit like that. You know, they're not doing it because Amazon, the place where they treat their workers oh so well, which, to be fair, there's a lot of soft motherfuckers there. But at the same time, Amazon could fucking do a little bit better. They could. They're a big company. You don't have to. You don't have to be so close to third world country conditions, dude. Yeah. Basically, my hypothesis on Amazon is they brought the sweatshop model over here and didn't adapt it enough to a first world country. So that's why people are pissed. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, no, it's like Amazon, the company, when in 2020 black people just started trending, Amazon just magically on their Prime app was like, oh, look, black voices. We like black people. Don't forget we like black people. You know what I mean? Like, Amazon doesn't give a shit. They don't give a shit that you're being racist. It's because of the sweet, sweet BlackRock ESG money and shit like that. And because of that, you know. And also, I'm sure, you know, Amazon's getting influenced by the government the same way Twitter's getting influenced by the FBI and things like that. So I'm sure, what am I trying to say? A lot of these moves aren't organic is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, they're influenced by these government or quasi-government organizations, and the nature of government and quasi-government organizations is not to get smaller. It is the self-licking ice cone. It is the self acknowledging entity, bureaucracy, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and it implores itself to get bigger. So anything that is somewhat involved with the government, if it's a 3 now, it'll eventually be a fucking 10. So, you know, you can put this fucking community note, ID verification, it's only going to be optional for now. You know what I mean? And I think it's probably going to be similar to like a COVID vaccine or a COVID passport. And this is why, like, yo, I know you feel small and you only feel like one person, but it's with any of this shit. If enough of us go, hey, that's fucking gay, they'll stop doing it. They did it with COVID passports. We all went, that's fucking weird and gay. Stop doing that. And the government was like, we're just kidding. We'll stop doing that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this is why it's honestly good. You know, people go, Twitter's not real world. But at the same time, it's like there is some value in, you know, you don't have to make it your whole fucking day and you don't have to write a whole goddamn paragraph about it. But there is some value in just in some way putting it out there like, hey, this is fucking dumb. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. So what were you saying, Slav, about Israel? I'm just going to bring these up with no fear. I'm going to bring these up on my timeline with no fear, Slav. Israel is the official 51st state of America. Puerto Rico and the rest can go kick rocks for all the Uncle Sam cares about. Israel has, what are you saying? Israel has America as their bitch because of their nuclear Samson option, like the biblical Samson who pushed the pillar to kill his captors and himself. If Arabs invade, I can't see the rest of the, Jesus Christ. It's not letting me see your whole comment. That's annoying. If there's no Western response to help Israel in an Arab invasion, it has predestined nukes for Moscow, Rome, Paris, London, Madrid, all of the U.S. East Coast. It's a real crab in a bucket. Oh, Israel's got a bunch of nukes? Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. This Twitter's got to fucking chill. Twitter's got a fucking chill because Twitter's been good for the most part, but there's a few things here and there where they keep dancing on the line and I don't like the dance that they're fucking doing. All right, let's see if I got anything else. I saw that article. Oh, this was really funny. I got Top Lobster banned. I don't know if you guys saw that. This happened the other day. What does it say? Israel occupies under nuclear ambiguity. I'm not reading the rest of that comment. No, this was funny. Top Lobster of a Tower Gang. We were tweeting back and forth. We were debating over the libertarian, the LPNH and Maj Touré drama, which I don't want to bog down this stream with that. I know everyone. I'd rather make that its own separate video because not everyone gives a fuck about Libertarian Party drama as much as I do. I will sit and listen to an 89-minute Twitter space that got screen recorded because I don't know. I'm into that shit, I guess. But no, it's funny. I'm into the Libertarian Party stuff because I just want it to not be perceived as fucking dumb as it always is. You know what I mean? I just want it to be less of the butt of a joke or stuff and be taken a little bit more seriously. So that's why a lot of this like infighting stuff gets me fucking annoyed. That's what I might do a more in-depth video. I can't DN. Funny enough, I was doing an in real life talk on shitposting. The local stuff isn't dumb. We all got to focus on that. No, I'm more saying for because I kind of when I do my streams, I'm not always like super libertarian centric. So sometimes like I want to talk about it because a lot of people get mad and they're like, why are we infighting? It's like, dude, infighting's important. You got to like discuss things. Now, I wish we could do it in a little bit more of a civilized manner. There's definitely like I was listening to that space and like Jeremy Kaufman was definitely coming in hot, being a fucking just fiery, sassy bitch. And then Maj Ture was just being kind of like, whoa, why is everyone getting so mad? And it's like, all right, you know why? You know why they're mad. You're calling them bigots a bunch and stuff. But yeah, also, it was just a fucking mess because. Yeah, it was just a fucking mess. But I like to post it in separate videos for people who don't give a shit. And then so the libertarians can all meet up on those videos if they want. But yeah, I want the Libertarian Party to be taken more seriously. So I like to talk about this stuff. And I really wish people could, like, people don't have to like each other. I just wish people could work together a little bit better. Because I think there's a lot of people in the Libertarian Party that are a little thick-headed. I think it's the problem when you get where a lot of people in the Libertarian Party are going to be inherently individualistic, but at the same time, you know, and I noticed this with myself. I'm sometimes not great at working in groups. I'm way better at working on my own, and you know, like I like rolling solo, but if you're gonna build up a party, you're gonna have to learn how to work together. And I think, like, you know, I don't think it's super helpful for LPNH to go on and go, you know, I don't think it's super helpful for them to just go on and be like, you know, go, New Hampshire's the Mecca, we're the fucking best, you're all fucking dumb, and you know, take advantage of the label of Libertarian Party, but also shit on it constantly. You know what I mean? And make it very clear, like, you're just out for New Hampshire. But also at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like walking around like your shit don't stick. And it's like, I don't know, with like the LP New Hampshire shit, I think it's a pretty fair argument where, because that was the funniest part to me why they were getting so hot about everything. It's like, dude, people are literally just saying that like 2% of the time when you make those tweets that are just super on the line and could easily be misinterpreted. And I thought Dave was making a good point where it's not clear that they're really like in supportive of the theme of pushing liberty and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, it's fair if people come at you over those tweets. Like, you can have bad fucking tweets. You know what I mean? When you're telling Nina Turner to go back to Africa, it's a fair argument that was not the best tweet. But then at the same time, when you're Maj Ture and you're in the Libertarian Party, it's not good to sell out people in the party because you have a personal problem with them. And also, you know, to the LP, because that's my thing with Maj. It's like, he's trying to be like, what? I'm not. Now, I get where he's coming from, because, you know, he's a dude who grew up in Philly, and he's got these fucking New Hampshire dudes calling him a bitch and coming at him like that. And it's just like, dog, you wouldn't say that to my face. Now, or they probably would, but not like that. You know what I mean? Because I've heard Reed on a lot of podcasts. I've heard Jeremy on some shit. They're not like pussies, but You can hear it in their. You can hear. Well, more so Jeremy, because Reed didn't seem like he was talking like that. But you can hear it in like Jeremy's voice, where it's like, "Dog, you're not a dude who talks like that. You can chill the fuck out." You know what I mean? It's like, chill the fuck out. But, you know, so I could see Maj's point where it's like, he's got these dudes coming out and being like, calling him a bitch and stuff like that. It's like, dog, you wouldn't talk to me to my face that way. But also at the same time, it gets to a point where both sides need to stop using up all this space to take care of a personal matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, swallow your pride and keep it moving. Now, I would say Jeremy might want to apologize, because it's like, it's hard to really forget that a dude called you a bitch. You kind of have to handle that in some manner. You know what I'm saying? So he might want to apologize for that. But also at the same time, you know, Maj definitely has the energy of like, what, little old me? What am I doing? It's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? He keeps saying he didn't say they were racist. It's like, well, he at least heavily implied they were racist. And then, you know, you keep doing the like holier than thou shit with not wanting to talk to them. But then at the same time, when they are in Twitter spaces together, you have like Jeremy fucking spazzing on him. And it's like, dude, you know what I mean? It's ironic where he's just, you know, and he sounds like a fucking Karen, where he's just like, Maj is just such a fucking, he's such a violent, aggressive man. And then I hear this audio where he's fucking screaming, where he's like screaming and calling the guy fucking stupid and shit like that. And it's like, yes, is he the best by the books autistic libertarian? No, but does Maj do more good than bad? I think so. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when Jeremy is not spazzing, I think he does more good than bad. I think they're both doing the same thing on opposite ends, but I think Maj is coming out the victor because he's holding his cool together. He's being more slick about that shit. But it really is just, it's the most reasonable request. It's like, guys, you know which tweets they're saying you got to chill the fuck out on. And if you're being reasonable, it's like, you get where they're coming from. You know, don't give me this fucking shit. Like, your fucking strategy is the ultimate best fucking strategy in the world. This whole, any type of PR is good. Any type of attention is good attention. No, it fucking isn't. I'm sorry. If all the attention you get makes everyone think you're a fucking asshole, it's not good attention. I'm fucking sorry, dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people are coming at LPN8. Now, here's the thing. LPNH, most of the time, fucking bars. Body. Like, that's what most people were trying to say. 95 to 98% of the time, bars. Bars. You guys are doing great. It's the 2 to 5% of the time where you're like, hey, that could be interpreted as genuinely racist. Maybe chill the fuck out. That is, to me, utterly reasonable. Utterly fucking reasonable. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's like, I think they're both two sides of the same coin. I gotta be honest. And they were kind of taking up a lot of space with personal squabbles. You know what I mean? Jeremy could go on about like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and same thing with Maj. But at the end of the day, they're both like, I don't like this fucking dickhead. I'm trying to kind of like push them out and make them persona non grata. That's what they were both doing. And that was the part that was getting me annoyed, is it was getting bogged down with their personal grievances. We have this political strategy to fight the regime, but people squander it. All organizations suck, really hard to run them. Yeah. I think you have a lot of people that just want to be, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that, destroys good bands. You know, everyone wants to be fucking Beyonce, but sometimes you have to be Kelly Rowland. Like, I think that's what it boils down to. Not everyone can be fucking Beyonce. Sometimes you have to be Kelly Rowland, you know, and it's like, I think both of these guys need to realize they're not Beyonce. You know, Maj is not fucking perfect. Now, I haven't heard an in-depth breakdown of his reparations thing, but I got to be honest, it is weird for a libertarian to be pro-reparations. And I've seen Maj do a bunch of stuff where, now I'm not sitting here being like, Maj has a bit of a temper, but also at the same time, he does have these weird moments where he'll like pop off on Twitter. And there was I saw someone post it where he was like defending like a like, young teenage boy punching a 9-year-old girl or something. It was all like racially related and stuff. That was goofy to me. So Maj had, like, be honest, Maj has these moments where it's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? But also at the same time, you got to give the dude major props for Black Guns Matter and shit like that, you know, and all the work that he does in inner cities and urban areas and stuff like that. That's sick, and you don't want to fucking lose that guy just because he's not great on a few things. And it's like the same thing with the Free State Project and LPNH. You know, yeah, is it great that they have some tweets that could be misconstrued as racist or just problematic or just not productive? Yeah, that's not. But also at the same time, I think the Free State Project is a dope idea. You know, it could be, it could work. Now, that's not. Now, they need to get off their high horse and realize it's not a one-size-fits-all, you know? They're all like, just fucking move to New Hampshire. Well, I kind of have family here, so that's not really an option and shit like that. But also at the same time, you know, this plan of making a libertarian space in New Hampshire is a good idea. So it's like, you know, you don't want to lose. That's the other part that, like, bummed me out is... I don't want to lose Maj to the fucking cause. I don't want to lose Reed. I don't want to lose Jeremy to the cause. They all have strong benefits. And it's like, you're going to fuck up a good thing because you guys can't get over like some personal beef because, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I get both sides. Maj kind of threw him under the bus. And Jeremy got a little disrespectful. It was super fucked up to throw him under the bus, but it was also super fucked up to, you know, call another man a bitch, especially when, you know, it sounded like the first time you were trying to say that to another guy. Shit like that. Yeah. What were we saying? They can post what they want, but they have to take criticism better. 1,000% they have to take criticism better. Maj and a few others are also paid to be influencers by LNC. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta learn more about the inner workings, so I don't want to act like I have any definitive... I have, like, the definitive opinion on this shit, because I don't know the deep inner workings of the LNC and stuff like that. But yeah, I could see... Wait, what does it say? I love a sentence that starts off with exactly, Andy. None of us will agree on everything because that's literally individualism. Might as well work together where we can. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, this is what I realized where it's people letting their emotions take over because it's like, guys, we know enough about free markets. It's like, we should all know enough about free markets to know everything works and also doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like... it's like LPNH should be smart enough to know that their model works for a lot of people, but also they should be smart enough to get that, like, yeah, it's a turnoff for a lot of people. So that's, you're getting signals from the market. So take those in and then adjust. And it's like the same thing with Maj. It's like, yeah, you're getting signals from the market. You know, when you say certain opinions, you know, when you do your urban community outreach and all the stuff with Black Guns Matter, people are like, hell yeah, you're killing it on gun stuff. But when you throw out certain opinions and you see a lot of people going like, that's goofy when you're a libertarian, you might need to... Now, I'm not saying Maj is dumb. I don't agree with that. They were calling him dumb. And that's when I knew it was like... sort of a personal attacks and stuff. Cause I was like, guys, come on. Maj isn't dumb. He's not dumb. It's like all of us, we're better and worse at certain things. But yeah, so it's, what was I saying about Maj? I didn't like that they were calling him dumb. I don't think he's fucking dumb. But at the same time, it's like, oh, that's what I was saying, where they were like, they were let, you know, both sides, I think, were sort of letting their emotions in the moment take over and sort of like bog down the conversation and lead it to a less than productive route. Oh, and that's what I was saying. It's like, I'll reiterate it. We all know enough about the free market to know we all are good at certain things and we're bad at certain things. So, you know, let's get a little humble and acknowledge that, you know, whoever's out here making these declarative statements like they don't have any flaws, you do. We all fucking do. We all fucking do. Maj isn't perfect. LPNH ain't perfect. But I think both sides should do my bad and then move on from that. Because I think we all have a lot of strong benefits that we can... We all have a lot of strong skills that we can benefit from. And getting bogged down in personal squabbles doesn't benefit everyone, anyone. So, yeah. That's my... You know what? I said I wasn't going to say it on here, but I did. That's my take. I'll clip that up. And I'll throw it up online. Hell yeah. We did it. We fucking did it. There didn't seem like a whole lot else that I wanted to talk about. So I think this is a good time to hop out of here. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out. Derek, Forest Mommy, Runaway Slav, everyone else. Thank you. Black Mark, if you're still fucking here. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out. I love y'all. I will be back next weekend. I have shows the weekend after. So yeah, it's all a process. It's all a process. We'll figure it out and we'll hash it out and we'll get a regular scheduled time. But yeah, check out the Anthony Fantano video and, also I'm starting a Rumble page. I'm just reposting everything, but I'm just starting the Rumble page for if this channel ever gets nuked. So if you have a Rumble, just go subscribe over there. The link for it's down below. Until next time. Oh, and also hit the subscribe, tell people about it, do all that stuff. I'm trying to get to, what the fuck am I at? I forget how many subscribers I'm at. I'm like 266. Oh, 269. Hell yeah. I'm at 269. And so that means I'm what? 231. Now, we still got a little bit of ways, but in 231, I can monetize the channel, do some super chats and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you guys know anyone who would like this, if you see a video, hit the retweet, share it, do all that stuff. It really means a lot. Yes, 69. Hell yeah, Derek. But yeah, it really means a lot that you guys hang out and watch this stuff. I fucking love it. This is all I ever wanted to do is just talk shit about bullshit and have people go, Andy, you're so handsome and smart. And that's what everyone did tonight. Y'all sat there and you went, he's so handsome and smart. And I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for saying those exact words. All right, I got to get out of here. You guys are all fucking great. I love you all. See you next time. Be about it. Peace.